From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the bizarre behavior of the jury in the Tyco business corruption trial. But our lead story comes from Massachusetts, where in a vote today, lawmakers moved toward imposing a constitutional ban on gay marriage. This came at a special constitutional convention in Boston, which also took a step toward legalizing civil unions in the state. In November, the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court had ruled there was no constitutional reason why couples of the same sex in the state could not marry. But the court put gay marriages on hold until May, leaving lawmakers scrambling to amend the state constitution before then. With us now is Raphael Lewis. He's a State House reporter for the Boston Globe. Welcome to Day to Day, Raphael. And what exactly have the lawmakers done?
Well, they've taken the first of three votes necessary in the next couple of days to send a ballot question to the people of Massachusetts that would ban same-sex marriage and create civil unions. But it could not happen until November of 2006. So it's really a first step of many steps.
There have been steps before. The Massachusetts legislature has debated this for many, many hours. How is it that they reached some kind of conclusion so quickly today?
Well, it looks as though each time there's been a break between these sessions, there's been a lot of furious lobbying among the lawmakers to try to build a consensus. And it looks as though the leader of the Senate here, his name is Robert Travellini, he's from an urban neighborhood of East Boston, it looks like he has built enough support to at least get it to a last conclusive vote, which will probably happen in the next 24 hours. What remains to be seen is whether his consensus will actually hold up at that point, or if the Supreme Judicial Court's ruling will stand.
Is there something in the language of this amendment that's different from others that have been put forward that makes it more acceptable?
Well, it's funny. It's almost its lack of acceptability that seems to be moving it through. It's so much down the middle of the road that both sides of the debate really don't like it. Those who are against expanded rights for same-sex couples don't like it because it would create civil unions. Those who want to uphold the Supreme Judicial Court's ruling don't like it because it would take away marriages and create civil unions. So the backers say we've come up with such an ugly compromise that it just might work.
Boston's famous for politics. I just wonder what the mood is among lawmakers there, because this is a very difficult question.
Well, it's funny. The Democrats here very much want to support presidential candidate John Kerry, who's our home senator. Some people are even calling this the Kerry Amendment because it very closely mirrors his own position, which is that he is against same-sex marriage but in favor of civil unions. So in a way, it fits in very nicely with the atmosphere.
Raphael Lewis, State House reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks very much for joining us on Day to Day.
Thanks for having me.